out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast.
Yay!
Oh, shit.
At iTunes and Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. I don't know why I put a bird's eye over that.
Artistic fucking license.
Music reference.
Right.
Shit.
I need to clean up.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours suffering the slings and arrows of the Trumpian administration, or yelling about slings and arrows of the Trumpian administration, and doing all kinds of shit. It is Faithless Friday. Welcome, everyone. Rip open your shirts. Let your atheism pop out.
Oh, yes.
Leave your shirts on.
Show me that
thing. It's the metaphor.
Right.
Squeal. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I want to share with you something that really blew my mind. You know, we talk about often in this show how uninformed the electorate is and how little people know about shit. I don't know how else to say it. I talked to a friend of mine, and I am not going to mention his name. And if you guess his name, please don't say it. It's not fair. But I will say this. The person I spoke with didn't know the state of Georgia was coastal, had a coast. Do you know what I mean? Is that common knowledge to know that there's a coast of Georgia? And, you know, name the ocean. Name the ocean. I bet you can.
I think it's probably the Atlantic.
There you go.
Alex, what is the
this
Atlantic?
Guy didn't know that. He didn't know that.
Well,
God fucking damn it does. And then he was like, and I was like, look it up on a map. Open your iPhone, look it up on a map. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I didn't know South Carolina was on the coast either.
Where is
holy
this,
shit.
From whence is this person?
Florida.
Oh, well.
Holy shit.
Well, okay.
Rick Scott.
Slightly less props. But
Rick Scott,
well,
please.
You know.
Please.
Some people, geography ain't their thing.
That's true. I mean, yes, absolutely. If you don't know Georgia has a coast, then that geography is not your thing.
Well, but I could see somebody from my part of the universe not
fucking shit
knowing that necessarily that Georgia has a coast.
I know. Listen, everybody. Even Gobbler knows that, right, Gobbler? The education in Florida is just fucking piss poor.
Hey, Betsy DeVos is working on that.
Ah, yes.
Making everybody dumber while the Republicans are killing everybody.
It's on a coast.
All the poor people.
Yes.
Tweet us during the show if you want to participate live. It's at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Yes.
You can also fling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
The cool corner of the party,
right,
where there may be wisps of smoke.
Yes, tendrils.
Maybe some of those pretentious e-cigarettes.
Oh, God damn it. The vaping, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Really, shove that up your ass. Just smoke. I'd rather people smoke than that because it's the douche factor. I mean, it's just off the chart.
it became a thing. There's right. some, you know, did you ever watch those videos, though, yes. on Instagram? The,
yes.
The people that are...
It's the dumbest shit.
I don't know, what do you call them, smoke artists or...
you call them dingbats, Pat.
But they puff in some particularly heavy smoke, some heavy vapor, and then they...
Right.
They blow out into the air and they make circles and
what about that being
effigies?
Right. What about that being an Olympic sport, vaping? Why not? Who cares, right?
Well, sure.
I mean, do you consider it a talent?
How long before esports are in the Olympics?
Now. What do you mean esports? Like playing video games?
That's what esports are.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. Let's have it. That's the dumbest shit I've ever. That's the dumbest shit on the fucking planet. These esports.
It's a massive industry now. Massive. People are going to Stadia.
Oh my God! Go see a fucking play
to watch eight guys sit in Barca loungers and
how sad.
Shoot each other on Call of Duty. You can watch it on the Jumbotron.
Fucking sad is that there are symphonies playing, there are plays, there are
a couple
operas.
Of.
There are operas.
There are a couple of, I mean, a lot of the sports teams are now kind of getting involved, like tying in with esports and shit like that.
Let's get rid of the players.
They
just
see where it's going.
Play video games.
Football should do that.
Yeah.
Unless they can figure out a way to somehow pad their brains.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take, since we're talking about this esports garbage and the vaping shit, I'm going to take a moment to plug some culture. Some friends of mine, if you're in Pensacola, go see that fucking play, Dog Meets God. It's what happens after the Charlie Brown people grow up and shit. It's at the Pensacola Little Theater, I think.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. And shove that vaping shit up your ass.
Get off my lawn.
I hate that. Don't you hate that? If I see somebody vaping, you know, it looks like they're blowing into
it. Well, it depends on what they're vaping also.
Well, weed. I'm not talking. Listen, I am not talking about stoners. That's different. That is totally fucking different. That is acceptable. That is even encouraged because it makes it nicer.
And in Florida, it's generally more surreptitious because you could walk down the street and with your stupid black cherry tobacco vape and not have a problem blowing smoke and having the popo get you. But usually if you're vaporizing one of the other plants the Lord put on the planet,
they get pissed off for some fucking reason. I don't know, man. I think you can do anything out here in Florida. I mean, a mutual friend of ours, we'll call him Wiley, said that he saw some anal sex go down blatantly at a Waffle House.
God.
I mean, come on, you know.
Anal?
That's what he said. They were butt fucking at Waffle House.
Reach into the butter vat to help the process?
Yeah, the butter vat.
Gross.
They probably got a butter vat there.
They do remember. Not for that. It's a big tub of butter that they just.
But that's for toast and English muffins and pancakes and waffles.
Yeah, and the best food ever.
Not for third input.
Especially at 3 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Let's see.
Vaping.
What is going on this Faithless Friday in the news?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, October 13th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Water, big water, ocean water.
Someday this will all be over and we'll laugh.
Remember that part in Ghostbusters when it's the beginning of the movie. This is the Rick Moranis, Bill Murray.
The original version back in the
80s. Late, great Harold Ramis is in it. And it's the first scene when they're
forgetting Harold Ramis.
He's dead as fuck, man.
Dead as fuck. It's a bummer.
Dead as fuck. It sucks. Morgan Freeman alive. That's a hoax, you fucking assholes.
That one's flying around today?
You know, I don't understand why people do that. Oh, let's just start a rumor that Morgan Freeman's dead. Do you think he doesn't have relatives that are on Facebook and shit? Maybe that freaks him out.
Well, yeah. I mean, one would hope they would have heard by then, but...
Hey, Morgan, you're dead. But there's a part in that movie where Egon and Venkman and whoever, they're closing in on this free roaming vapor, this Slimer.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, closer, closer, closer. Then Egon yells, get him! And they go to tackle the ghost, and the ghost runs away. And Bill Murray's like, that was your plan, get him? That is the same plan Kelly and Mattis have to prevent World War motherfucking III. Get him before he touches the button on the nuclear fucking football.
Equally as slimy.
I wish he was a ghost. Get him! Oh, is this the scene? This is the best scene, dude. This is Slimer.
Dan Aykroyd's walking around with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, this is in the hotel.
Bored,
this
looking
is
the bored. Hotel. Eddie comes around the corner, and there's some green blobby entity that's currently munching down on a tray that's left outside of a hotel room. He backs away.
Venkman? Venkman!
Well, anyway, I
mean, it's great. It's so fucking good, man. It's the best.
Listen to the music.
Yeah. Oh, I love this theme.
Anyway,
I wish I could walk around with that theme in my head. That would be great.
Well,
I could.
You have headphones now.
My God.
And if you get the new iPhone 69, they have you don't have those pesky wires no more.
Well, yeah. Is it true that it comes with a vaping attachment? I can blow stupid shapes.
Blasting the cancer right into your ear holes.
Oh, yes. Do you think it's cancer in my iPhone? Is there cancer in there giving me cancer?
Well, I don't know. I'm starting to not trust big business. I know.
What?
Maybe I'm crazy.
Come on.
But wouldn't it be in the telecommunications business's best interest to kind of poo-poo any studies that
show that fucking
using your cell phone gives you, you know, if you keep it in your pocket, then your left nut gets cancer or something?
But that just means your sperm's all fucked up and you can't have kids, right?
Ooh, well, then they that's a bonus.
Save on rubbers. I don't know that it works like that. That's some Florida speak right there, you know. All the billboards here telling you about all the chlamydia that's floating around this motherfucker.
I've been wearing my Samsung in my tank because I don't want to have no more babies.
Hey, good. Hey, if that keeps you from doing that, then go ahead, you fucking idiots. Good God.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
HuffPost.
Ooh, wee, baby.
An interesting foursome. Apparently out at a party or a dinner. The four people from left to right smiling for the camera in the picture, in the header of the HuffPost.
Yes.
Melania Trump!
Donald!
Standing next to her with his big smile.
It's going down the tubers.
Donald J. Standing next to him. I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but
tubers.
It's Harvey Weinstein's soon-to-be ex-wife, I understand.
Oh, shit.
And next to her is Harvey Weinstein.
Is that Donna Karen, the lady that makes all the dresses and things?
No,
that
she
nature?
Defended him.
Oh, okay.
But his wife does have she is a clothing designer of some success.
Oh, okay.
And saying they're worried about her brand, then I saw, was it like yesterday or day before, that she's out of here.
Yeah,
she's
done. Lane Bryant?
It's no.
Okay.
It's not Lane Bryant.
I just thought that's the only two designers I know.
The headline is Deja Vu.
Oh, wee wee.
What are they, Mexican?
Deja Vu is a Mexican word? Is that true?
I hate that libtard. Look at that. You know, they got that Mexican.
Quit speaking Mexican, boy.
Leads to a story. It says there's something horribly familiar about the accusations against Harvey Weinstein.
They sound
like the accusations against the president of the United States.
You know, they really do. That's so interesting that you bring that up.
The HuffPo actually
raised
the issue.
Thank you, HuffPo.
Their headline. The accusations of sexual assault and harassment.
Harassment!
Against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein are sickening.
Ooh, yes.
God, who's this writing? This is...
God damn.
They ain't pulling back here.
They are.
Amanda,
I mean,
Turkle.
Sickening. I mean, what do you say, though? How do you explain a guy that comes onto a chick and gets so worked up he has to blow his load into a fern?
Amanda...
I mean,
that's heinous. Like, that's unfathomable.
My first thought, you know, was like, just because I was always raised around plants and, you know, people have all these things that you put an, I've even heard put a crushed up aspirin in a plant. It helps it grow.
Yeah. What does Weinstein load do for it?
It might be great.
Bull.
It might be great.
Probably just like get stuck in the leaves and stuff like that. It's probably just not.
It's plant food, man. It's protein's protein.
The poor hotel staff are like, there's some weird disease on the fern in the hall on 12th floor. You
know, Harvey's jizz is doing wonders for my rhododendron.
It says there's something horribly familiar by Amanda Turkle and Gabriella Landazuri Saltos. What a great name.
Holy shit. God, what is it? Landazuri Saltos?
Gabriella Landazuri, Landazuri.
Landazuri!
And then Saltos, S-A-L-T-O-S.
Landazuri Saltos!
The accusations also sound a lot like what women have said about Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And then they go on to point out how the Republican Party, including members of Trump's own family, have aggressively gone after Democrats who once hobnobbed with Weinstein and took campaign donations from him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with that $100,000 you gave your campaign? Huh?
Right.
Your president is one of these.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you talking about? Well, hypocrisy is their vibe, though. I mean, that's how they survive over there in the Republican Party.
God. Our president's an idiot, man. He's just a fucking idiot. just thinking about all the headlines today.
Oh, my God. They have an interactive display here at the HuffPo.
Yes.
That you... you can slide between, it's the quotes of what horrible thing.
Yes.
One of the two gropey McGropesters did.
Right.
And then you can slide to see which one it was.
Holy fucking shit.
It's like, guess which pussy grabbing fuckwad misogynist asshole.
Yeah.
Between Weinstein and the president of the United States of America.
Oh, I love this game. It's a game. Oh, look, we're having an esports segment.
He asked to hold her hand. She said no. In her account of the exchange, he said, oh, the girls always say no, you know, no, no. And then they have a beer or two, and then they're throwing themselves at me.
Okay, I know who said that. Can I guess?
Well, it's either you or Kate at this point.
Okay, I would like to guess, and I think that is Trump having an interaction with Angela Merkel. Circle for the square.
You think that's chat that he had with Angela Merkel?
I mean, poor Angela Merkel. She got her shoulders rubbed. It didn't. No. Who did Trump walk around the fucking White House with?
May. Theresa May from Britain.
What a fucking dingbat.
Your answer is Donald J. Trump?
Yes, sir. Damn it.
Harvey Weinstein.
Fuck.
Said that one. Mm.
But, you know, not out of the realm of possibility for Schittler.
He then lunged at her, groping her breasts and attempting to put a hand up her skirt while she protested.
That is our president. That is our president. No, he did that.
Harvey Weinstein. Well, I mean, there's probably similar accounts.
Right. That's the point of this,
these
right?
These specific stories. Okay. Yeah.
Damn it. I suck. I'm losing my esports segment. Damn it. This is esports, by the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of.
No, not kind of. It's electronic coming out of your computer, and we're playing it.
It's A-sports.
What kind of shape do you have to be in A-sports?
I mean, asshole sports.
It's asshole sports. Ooh, that.
Some 20 years ago, she claims, when
stretch out.
She met him for the first and only time, he grabbed her, went for a kiss, and grew angry with her when she twisted away. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
She alleges that he barked before holding her firmly in place and planting his lips on hers.
Jesus fucking Christ. Is that Weinstein? Is it Trump? God, fuck! Damn it!
Donald J. Trump, president
you know what?
Of the United States of America.
Those questions suck.
It's very hard. No pun intended.
Fucking Harvey Weinstein's blowing his load to fucking houseplant. How in a hotel room, right? In a hotel lobby. Isn't that what happened?
Hallway.
I
don't know that he was in.
Oh my god!
I don't know that he was downstairs next to the check-in desk.
No, no, no. You don't make
whipping it out.
Let me tell you something. Don't act like that's not a big deal. You would never.
Well,
do that,
no,
right?
But
I mean, who would do that?
Well, of course
who the
not.
Fuck would do that? I don't know. I'm trying to think of one friend or acquaintance I have that would do that. Okay, I got one.
If you don't know what you're talking... Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know.
If you don't know what you're talking about, what he's talking about, one right. of the accusations against Weinstein is that he was getting gropey-mcgropey with one of these women, and she kind of spurned him, right? And
spurned.
He then... he whipped it out
right.
and showed it to her.
Sure.
And then allegedly finished.
Yes. Boy, that is the nicest way to say that, isn't it? Into a fucking plant.
Into some poor plant.
Right. Hey, who the fuck takes care of that plant? You know what I mean?
Like well, that's some... right. That's what I mean. Somebody's coming along with a duster, and they're going to get the feathers all sticky.
Ooh, fuck. You're going to need a new feather duster after that. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
Having helped run a hotel in one of my previous lives.
Not surprised.
Nothing would surprise me.
You saw the head of a deer in your hallway. That's that's the most fucked
we
up.
We found
thing.
Butt prints a half a foot from the ceiling.
Yeah. That's amazing too, because you were in the land of Wisconsin
on the mirror. It was like a wall mirror.
That's a lot to get up in the ceiling, somebody's ass. You know.
I'm just saying.
On the Butter Festival.
And the poor we had spa rooms.
Yes.
Wink wink.
Oh, gosh.
And the poor...
what does that mean?
There were more than one time when the cleaning person assigned to the room
Great.
Got a little extra bump in their pay for that day.
Oh, yeah.
Because God, people are gross.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could be gross at some place that ain't your place. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's the point.
I'm better behaved.
Well, think about Schindler. He went all the way to Russia.
At places that are not my place.
The very hotel room that Obama stayed at with his lovely wife.
Yeah, but...
Obama's lovely wife.
It's probably...
You know what I mean? Peed all over the
there's
place.
There's probably a menu. That's on the menu.
Yeah. Oh, do we have those pee tapes yet? I didn't search in
no.
Google. Oh, God, that sucks.
They shook hands, but he would not let go, she said.
Oh, God.
Instead, he began kissing her cheeks... Then she said he kissed me directly on the mouth.
Ugh.
It didn't feel like an accident, she said. It felt like a violation. It was so inappropriate.
Violation.
I was upset that he thought I was so insignificant that he could do that.
Okay, again, I am going to go with Schindler here. Schindler, it's Trump. Trump.
Your guess is Donald J.
Trump. Who is
Trump.
Donald Trump?
And...
You gotta find something for me when I get something right. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to thank everyone here. Thank you very much. I would like to thank the president of the Virgin Islands. What the fuck is it?
Oh, my God. At that point after that is when he assaulted me, she said.
Ugh.
He forced me to perform oral sex on him.
This is the president?
As she objected... He took his penis out of his pants and put her head down onto it.
Oh, my God.
I said over and over, I don't want to do this. Stop. Don't, she said. I tried to get away, but maybe I didn't try hard enough. I didn't want to kick him or fight him. In the end, she said, he's a big guy. He overpowered me. That's Weinstein.
Oh, that's
he needs to be in jail.
That's Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was the same one. Oh, that is so gross. He needs to be in jail.
Yeah, he needs to be in jail.
Hello, can I get Dexter on the phone? We have someone to add to your list.
Gross.
Honestly, this is somebody, this is a character that would show up. Do you remember Dexter? Starring that dude who was in, what's that guy's name? He was also...
6 feet under?
6 feet under guy, whatever. Yeah. He would end up on Dexter's table, Harvey. Don't you think? Hypothetically.
Maybe, yeah.
I think Dexter would say, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. I got time for this guy. Ring him up.
I got time for this guy. Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. There's something horribly familiar about the accusations between Weinstein and the president The Republican.
Oh, my God.
I want to make sure we get that in there. President of the United States of America.
I moved on her like a bitch.
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
I
Who
knew
says
she was.
That?
And she was married at the time.
Yeah, I
he
knew
even
it.
Says that.
I tried.
She
to,
was married.
I tried to fuck her. God damn.
Blah. Took her out sofa shopping, right? Or some shit like that.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Isn't that what you said? Furniture shopping?
Yeah. I always buy furniture used. And when you see what the price of new shit costs, it's insane. Why are people buying new shit? Just buy old shit. It's the same shit. It's ridiculous. And don't rape anybody, for fuck's sake. Quit vaping.
Yeah. And keep your jizz out of the plants.
Oh, yes.
Just, I mean, in your own house, in your own backyard.
You got a few rules.
Go ahead. But, God damn.
In a hallway. In a hallway. God damn it, Harvey. What a fucking dickhead.
What a horrible clue murder that is. In the hallway with the jizz.
With Harvey Weinstein's jizz and the candlestick.
Weinstein did it in the hallway with his dick.
Right. What would you ever play the board game Clue?
I love Clue. It's a fun game.
Yeah. You have the rope, you have the candlestick, you have the lead pipe. What would the jizz little thing look like in the board game? Like, what would it look like? A little sperm tail or some shit like that?
I guess.
How horrible. God damn, man.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Boo.
Oh, a big deal. The stocks set new records.
Oh, yes.
Rich people got richer.
Yay. Perfect, guys.
And consumer sentiment hits a 13-year high, it says.
Oh, yes. What does that mean? Consumer sentiment.
People are thinking about buying shit.
Oh, okay. They're thinking about buying shit.
No, people are...
What the fuck? How do you even know?
People are... Perceptions of the economy, they're feeling better.
Yes.
And their own finances are rebounding, it says.
I am rebounding.
So we shall
fuck
see.
You.
We'll see when all these great healthcare prices skyrocket now that Trump has stuck a shiv in Obamacare and is trying to hurt people.
Oh, yes.
To get the Democrats to cave.
Right.
Think about the morality involved here, people.
That is so fucked up. That's how he negotiates. Right? That's how he wheels
and
deals.
As long as somebody else suffers.
And then he comes in a plant. Wait, that's Weinstein.
I don't know. I can't. Whatever. Who knows what Trump does?
I bet. Listen, I don't know. Sure, Trump's ejaculated on a plant. I don't have a problem believing that.
There you go. Consumer sentiment in the U.S. is unexpectedly surges to...
Surge.
This is a Bloomberg even, and they hate him. Or Bloomberg himself hates him.
Right.
Surges to a 13-year high. So that's, you know, good.
Yay.
However, I saw some economist type humans on the telly that said,
"Hello,"
that this is starting to look an awful lot like 2007.
Right before a big fucking
boom,
bam. And hey, and what if we start, you know, having a war with
God? That one
North
happened
Korea.
To the Republican too.
Oh, that's weird.
It's really interesting.
It's a trend.
After 8 years of Bill Clinton had...
Definitely. Bill Clinton
had
definitely came in
ended
a
up with... Yeah. After we had budget surpluses, I believe, in the Clinton years.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just coincidental.
So what happened?
These Republicans and their trickle-down
they suck.
Lies.
They
pure
suck.
And simple.
Right.
Yeah.
They lie. They suck. And
it's
they
that simple.
They don't give a fucking shit. Shameless.
Come on.
What is it?
One of the sub-headlines over Drudge says, first sex robot wedding.
Oh, okay. R2-D2's getting married.
This is over at the dailystar.co.uk.
Hello.
A besotted scientist has revealed to the world he is smitten with a sex robot.
Besotted. Does that mean drunk?
Well, yeah, with love.
Oh, he's drunk with love over a robot?
Sure. it says he's smitten with a sex robot and wishes to marry it if his wife dumps him.
Well, listen.
Well, I think having said that out loud,
your wife's
you're
gone,
probably going to get your wish.
No, I listen. You know, I have a very short. I don't have a lot of experience with marriage. I have a little bit, and I can tell you this much. I don't think anybody's wife wants to hear that you're considering dumping them for a robot. That's disconcerting.
Well, I think he says if she dumps him, he'll marry his robot.
The ball is in your court.
Sergey Santos is the developer behind Samantha.
Oh.
Samantha. One of the world's most advanced sex robots with artificial intelligence.
Oh, my God. Listen. Wow. What do they mean advanced? I mean, you know.
You sit and do a crossword with her?
Yeah.
What? Or she'll finish the crossword for the front will finish the crossword while you're plowing the back.
What is the hole? What do the holes do? I guess that's my question.
I don't know. Possibly three-part harmony.
Right. Oh, okay. I don't need it to sing, really. Oh, yeah.
Dozens of men across the world have been buying Samantha, who has 8 modes and costs around £3,000.
Hello.
After falling under her spell. Despite being married, her 39-year-old creator,
Jesus,
whose home workshop is based in Barcelona,
God damn, what a horror seeing that workshop
is not immune to her charms either.
Right.
Dr. Santos creates his sex robots in partnership with his wife, Maritza.
Kisamitaki.
Whom he has been happily married with for 16 years.
Hey, Kisamitaki, I need some input on this third input.
How dare you, Daily Star. Here comes the bride with a U.
Oh, my God. Is that a joke? Is that we're being funny?
Yeah.
Do they have a picture of this robot?
Sure.
Okay.
Couple of shots here.
I got to look at this.
There she is in lingerie. Here she is naked.
Oh, God. Is that motherfucker carving her face out of balsa wood? Is that what it looks like? It looks like the same shit you make a pinewood derby and the Boy Scouts out of.
No, that's her skull.
Oh, this is so
that's
fun.
Her foam, like a foam kind of underlying skull. And then they put the latex face.
Oh, of course.
And cum reservoir.
Is that what they said?
No, I'm saying that.
Right, okay. What happens if your jizz eats through that foam skull? Wow, what a horror scene. I saw the finished product.
I understand the nostril stretches, too.
Oh, my God.
A wide-ranging interview with the Daily Star Online, Dr. Santos spoke of his plans to walk down the aisle.
A nose fucking.
Walk on the aisle with one of his sex robots if his marriage turns sour. For me personally, if my wife divorced me, I would marry one of these, he said. I really like them. They're really interesting. It's not because I don't like real women. It's because times are changing.
Yes. Well, my...
get with the picture, man.
I saw the finished product, and, you know, I don't know. I don't think we're there yet. I mean, does he really need to marry the fucking thing? I mean, I don't know.
I have a feeling...
You know what happens.
That when... actually fully satisfying, realistic sex robots and everything are out there, I have a feeling the women will be participating more than the men, and men will be like, will somebody please have sex with me that's real?
Right. I need a robot dick. That's what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen with that robot he's got? I mean, 100% it's going to be like, oh, I blew out the asshole in one weekend.
Oh, my God. You know?
What?
I'm looking at a different one, a different in the line.
Are they all white? What a racist.
No, there's you can order. Anyway, that was on Drudge Report. That's not.
I got the Taiwanese 6950 model.
For some reason, that headline caught my eye.
The asshole's blown out again.
Sex robots.
I forgot to put the washer in.
I mean, rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Have fun with your weird little... Where do you put the fucking thing? I mean, it's the size of a human. You don't deflate it. I mean, do you disassemble it like you would, say...
Well, you got to put it out in the yard with its legs up in the air, spread apart to dry it out.
Oh, of course. But wait a second. You know, like you might
be
have...
a bird bath.
I got a bird.
When you're not using her.
The bird is caught in the urethra. Or the uterus. Whatever. Hey, like, is it like when you have a, yeah, I can't think of the word. What is it? A treadmill? And you kind of fold the thing up. It folds up into a couple of pieces.
Maybe, yeah.
Slide it under the bed.
She's doing yoga under the bed.
Yeah. You just fold her up, put her in a little sack. A carrying case.
So those are your headlines and one of the, actually, it's the first headline underneath the big headlines. At the Drudge Report, yeah.
Okay. Nothing else to talk about. You know, all those people in Puerto Rico are like, oh, okay, congrats on the sex doll. I'm dying from drinking, you know.
Right, let's see. Where is the world's ending? Oh, here it is. Trump decertifies Iraq nuclear deal.
Yay!
Finally found it on the Drudge Report.
Amy Fuckbots blown
apparently
out.
They don't give a shit.
Right.
Despite all of our allies.
Yes.
Despite the independent commission.
Hello.
Saying Iran has 100% complied with the letter of the agreement.
Right. But he doesn't like it. You know,
it's got black fingerprints on it.
God damn it. Racism. Racism is going to bring about the motherfucking
apocalypse.
Well,
the overall butthurt.
Yes.
Because Obama humiliated him on national television.
Okay.
At the correspondence dinner. That's what many have said is the beginning of the fatwa in the fat ass's head.
So like Trump, if that's the case, do something to Obama, not us.
He's pulling every good thing Obama did, every legacy. He would be happy if if the name was off every obelisk, every sign, every monument, remove it.
Why the fuck are we allowing this? I know rules and all that shit, but who gives a fuck? At some point, you got to sack up and just have a coup. And, you know, is someone going to save us? Or are we just going to get fucked and fucked and fucked and that's it?
Yeah, I don't know.
We look like one of those blown out sex dolls by the time this Schittler's done with us. Yeah.
I wonder if there's a lighter.
What do you mean? A lighter sex doll?
No, on the sex bot. Oh, like a cigarette lighter.
Oh, of course.
I wonder what kind of accessories you can get.
Is there an AM/FM tuner?
You can watch Netflix on her forehead.
You can stream all kinds of media here.
So those be your headlines,
CD
folks.
And here in the abdomen.
Trump's a dick, so he's saying that they're not adhering to the spirit,
right,
of the deal.
I've got a bottle opener and here on the torso.
Even
fucking Netflix.
I'm getting the Swiss Army anus.
I don't think it's a good idea to put like things like bottle openers and sharp things on, you know, because you're going to have your dick all around.
Depends what you're into, man.
Let me tell you something. You made a joke about people fucking the nostril, but these things are expensive. The asshole's going to get blown out for sure. The fake vagina is going to get blown out. Forget about the mouth.
Well, I think they...
And where do you go next?
They probably have got decent mileage on them. That's what they're made for.
What's decent? You know...
Well, I don't know.
People are depraved. They're going to do some bad shit.
Do you think they have
some
testing facility where there's like some... Some,
they get the biggest pervs on the planet.
Some metal fist jamming in and out of the vagina to see what... Horrible.
In 4 weeks, every hole was blown out. The nostrils, even the ears.
And they'd probably come with a warranty of some sort.
I thought you were going to say, like,
you're
replacement
holes. $4,000 for one.
Yeah. Oh, a warranty. That's got to be a great job to have. Oh, just mail the sex bot in. We fix it.
I work IT for the sex bot.
You have no idea what I've seen. Oh, my God.
I have a feeling they don't get a lot of calls.
No. You know what it's going to be?
There's no way in hell somebody's going to call if they're having a problem getting their sex bot to, I don't know.
How much?
Getting the anus to unclamp.
How much is this sex bot?
$4,000?
I don't give a fuck. Hello? Yeah, the anus is fucked up. You sold me a sex bot for $4,000 plus tax.
Have you tried recycling the robot?
Turn it off and on?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have. Well, it obviously syncs up to your Wi-Fi, right? I mean, it works off your Wi-Fi, probably. I mean, because...
I don't know. I don't know.
The sex bots are networked.
Different modes.
Oh, right. Yeah, you said 8 different modes. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Oh, God.
Lots of other shit going on in the world besides Trump.
Is there? Besides these hard. Sex robots?
So we'll see what happens there. He's punting it to... It's kind of a win-win for him because he can now say, I ended that the horriblest Iran deal that's ever been made. The worst deal that's ever been made. Ever. Dang. I can't believe that... I can't believe the previous administration.
Right.
But... Now he's going to, Congress, now it gets punted to Congress and they get to decide and they can say, well, you know, after all, we like it is.
Okay. So then nothing will change except.
Possibly. Well, and Iran's pissed.
Right.
So. And now the rest of the world thinks they can't make deals with the United States of America because we won't keep them.
Right. So punting it to Congress wipes the black fingerprints from Obama off the Iran deal. For those people,
yes.
For the idiots,
yes.
For the
I'm pointing in a circle from where I'm sitting right here.
For the
we're
people that don't know Georgia,
Florida,
coast.
Yeah,
has a coast. It's on the coast. It's on the coast. I mean, that's like Georgia's one of the easiest states on the map to identify. You know, like because it's like right above Florida. It's on the coast. Nebraska, impossible. I don't know where the fuck that is.
But
I don't even
now
care.
People from Nebraska would say, "Well, look, Nebraska's the easiest."
You live there.
To identify. It's that boring square one, dead center in the middle.
But they live there. No, it's not. That's Kansas, isn't it?
It's one of them.
Who cares?
Nebraska,
but
Kansas.
I'm just saying.
Nebraska has a little hook.
Not being able to identify Georgia on the map is kind of like not being able to identify California. I mean, you know, it's easy. Very, you know.
Nebraska was the one I had to avoid for 5 years.
Oh, yeah, because you were driving way too fucking fast.
If you would have smelled that. What that state smelled like at that time of the year.
Yes.
You would have been driving fast, too.
You gotta be careful, man.
Through a construction zone.
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Through a construction zone. What?
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
oh, my God.
I didn't get
probably.
I didn't get a ticket for that.
But okay, well.
Cop was a dick.
Oh, yeah. What
a dick.
Shock.
You would have sworn I was black.
Yeah, imagine. No, imagine if
seriously.
You were, if you were not white.
Horrible thing to say. But
if you weren't white, you'd be in jail.
Joke. Yeah, yeah.
They would have arrested you probably.
Oh, absolutely. If I was black, I would have been killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was a complete dick. Complete dick for no reason. There was nobody on the... I wasn't driving recklessly.
Yes.
But I guess after a certain amount of miles per hour above their speed limit, you're automatically considered to be driving recklessly.
Because it's reckless. Sorry.
No.
I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, it's too fast, dude.
I used to like to drive fast.
You're not Chuck Yeager.
I used to like to drive fast.
I'm just kidding.
And the one time I drove cross country and Montana was the best thing ever invented for highways.
Right.
I'd love the Autobahn.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen those pictures from crashes on the Autobahn?
Well, those are,
they love the Autobahn, too.
There's crashes everywhere.
They look like blown out sex bolts.
It's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Oh, my God, Sky God.
All kinds of assaults upon our freedom from religion.
Don't we have Jesus calling in later?
Here in this country. First, somebody's got to find him.
Yes. Hey, somebody tweet.
Prove his existence.
Tweet Jesus.
It is also,
yes.
I'm sure we'll have more on Monday. It may be Faithless Friday. We'll bleed over into Monday because this weekend is the annual Values Voters Summit.
Oh, shit.
A parade of ninitude, of horrific Bible-banging bigots.
Right.
Sponsored by a hate group.
Fire up Grindr.
And guess who spoke at said hate group today?
Harvey Weinstein.
Not quite.
Right.
Oops, wrong one.
Not that one.
It's the other one. It's this one.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Orange Gargamel.
Trump spoke at the fucking Values Voters
Summit.
It's
disgusting. That is a slap in the face of the LGBT community, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, what the fuck?
A direct fuck you.
Disgusting.
The we'll have a bunch of clips. I think I've got one clip already from earlier of one of the ninnies at Value Voter Summit, who we haven't heard from in a little while.
Yes.
But it'll be good to check her out again.
Right. Ninny.
I've got a story about... real quick. Did you see Trump was talking about meeting with the president of the Virgin Islands?
Yeah, God, I've been waiting for you to talk about that. I just saw... All I did is see the headline. Okay. Did he say... What is wrong with these fuckers? You're going somewhere. Figure out what it is where you're going.
Donald Trump,
God damn,
spoke at the Values Voters Summit.
Okay.
I'm reading from Raw Story. Extolling the virtues of his presidency as well as his administration's response to a number of catastrophic national disasters that have ravaged the nation like a sex doll.
Oh, yes.
I will tell you, I left Texas.
Right.
And I left Florida. And I left Louisiana, and I went to Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico.
Holy fucking Christ.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
My God, it sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's ejaculating into a fern.
Yeah, or some kind of salsa.
Right. It sounds like he's in a sex
to Puerto Rico.
What the fuck nut?
And I met with the president of the Virgin Islands. The White House quickly tried to clean up the president's remark, releasing a transcript of his speech with president scratched out and governor written beside it in parentheses.
Oh, yes. In parentheses. Governor, not president. God. I mean, fuck.
The president of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Right.
Is him.
Yeah. I mean, him and Rick Perry, I mean, maybe all these white guys that run our country, they all need to get together and look at a map.
Rick Perry,
does he know where Georgia is?
I could almost give a break to if it wasn't the fact that they're, you know, carbuncles. But, to slip, because he did say territory. A couple of times.
Yes.
And then he slipped into country once or twice.
Yes.
And then he got called out by the Democrat who pounced on him. But,
fuck you.
You know, again, he's lost his he gave up his nine lives. He's lost his chances, his mulligans,
right,
to get the benefit of the doubt for anything.
The thing is,
because he's a fucking moron,
right? Are you
and
surprised?
A racist?
Yes.
And a Bible banging fuckwad. Rick Perry. Let's not forget, as governor of Texas...
He wanted to secede, right?
Well, he dangled that out there a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
And I think he said that, like, something about atheism. Like, you shouldn't be able to be in elected office if you're an atheist. Or something horrible like that.
God, but he's so stupid. He's dumb as fuck.
And he's dumb.
Listen, we can't ever forget this, and I feel like we have. He is the guy that tried to fuck a syrup bottle on camera.
Well, he didn't try to fuck it. Maybe oral.
What was it, though? I mean, you have to admit, it's bizarre.
He was on some...
What the fuck?
He was on some fucked up stuff, yeah.
Share with the class, dickhead. That's cough syrup with codeine, straight up. I guarantee you.
Having some scissor with Bieber.
Come down to N-word head camp. Bring that scissor. Bottle of fucking syrup. what a dick.
Of course, the internet having a great time.
Fuck you.
With memes, pictures.
Yes.
Trump meeting with the president. Exclusive photo of Trump meeting with the president of the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes. See, man, but the thing is with Trump, you know, the curtain is pulled back. We understand that, you know, you're exposed. You're a dickhead. You're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Are you shocked that he thought... Are you shocked about this gaffe? Are you surprised?
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Taylor tweeted, R-O-N-I, Ronnie Taylor.
Yes.
I don't know who she is. She's blue checked. But Ronnie Taylor tweeted.
Verified.
So, but she's just very on the nose. So Trump just said that he met the president of the Virgin Islands. Wow. Does he go a day without being a fucking moron?
No. Fuck no. He can't do anything. I mean, his first foreign trip, I remember listening to all these stories, and my thought was like, damn, can you just not be bizarre? I understand you're stupid, you're sexist, you're homophobic, you're racist. That's you. But do you have to also be fucking bizarre with the sword and the hand on the fucking the weird little crystal ball and the curtsy? Do you remember the curtsy? You remember that?
Sure.
Bizarre.
It wasn't curtsying.
I don't know what you were doing.
I wanted to look at his beard. He had something in his beard. I was bending down to look at his beard.
Oh, my God. You're a lunatic.
So there you go, our president, our moron in chief.
He didn't know.
Saying he met with.
Oh, they didn't know.
The president of the Virgin Islands.
Like, we used to have a guy that knew a lot of shit. Obama knew a lot of shit, right? That's a safe statement to make.
Knew his shit.
They said a lot of shit, too. I mean,
they said that with the health care bill.
Yeah.
Obama.
Did he understand it?
Could speak about every paragraph of that bill.
You know, and probably that speaks to his intelligence, but it also speaks to how engaged he was with the process, that he's into it. You know, that he's into it so much. Of course he knows what it's about. His fucking name's on it. Trump had Trump care, but he didn't know anything about it. How does that happen?
You know,
I don't know. Ask the president of the Virgin Islands.
Ask the president of the Virgin Islands.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You guys that voted for him are so fucking stupid. Shame. Shame on you for being idiots. Willful ignorance. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'll be meeting with the king of New Jersey next week.
The Duke of Florida.
I've got, before we get rolling here with the Faithless Friday fun.
Do you think he knows Alaska's a state? I mean, it's kind of far out there. It's where my brother lives. I mean, does he think he knows?
Yeah, I think he'll give Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
Reluctantly.
Right.
Although Jeff Sessions, remember.
Right.
I don't know why some judge on an island in the middle of the Pacific can decide what's going on here in the country.
God.
You mean our 50th state?
It's in the country.
Jeff Bosash?
It's in the country. It's in the country.
That was when that judge put a stay on the horrible Muslim zapper.
Right.
That Trump wants to put over the nation.
God. You know, my brother's taking a helicopter ride in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. He's getting dumped out and then floating down a river on a raft.
Oh, very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Not a big helicopter fan, but.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, they don't really glide.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, I don't, you know, I'm okay with planes.
Yes.
But helicopters.
I hate being in the air. It's crazy.
You've done a helicopter, right? Did you do for that TV show?
I did a hang glider, dude.
No.
I was tethered in. I hung under a person. I did a, and you know what? You know what was really disturbing about that? I got tethered into this hang glider.
Did he get hard?
I don't know. You know.
Let me tell you, I thought that's what you were going to say was bad.
That wasn't
something poking into your back is your. Oh,
I can tell you nobody was hard. Everybody was the opposite of hard the whole fucking time.
But wasn't that his thing?
I've never.
Or did you make his?
Never been so far from my mind when I was.
Did you make his? Did you make his ride miserable?
I will tell you this. Well, no, because once you get above 500 feet, your eyeballs can't discern how high you are.
Did you have a camera or anything? Or
yeah, there was a camera mounted to the fucking thing. The thing is, you're in this position.
This is long before GoPro days, so this had to be.
I'm in this position, but really, I was in this position. Let me show you the position.
Like a chicken
position.
Like
I was in this position.
Eyes closed.
I was trying to turtle into my body, but you know, when I got strapped into this fucking thing, the person that strapped me in that did all the necessary harnessing was a child. And we were getting all this B-roll. This kid put me in this harness because it was a show for kids doing. And I remember looking at the adult and I said, listen, I appreciate that your kid. I said in front of the kid. I didn't give a fuck.
So are you ageist?
Yeah.
Oh, that kid's probably
too bad.
That kid knows what's going on.
I don't care. I want an adult. I want an adult human being to strap me in. I don't give a fuck.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Gotta wear a diaper in those fucking things too. If you go on a long ride.
I've never gone hang gliding.
Never get it? You never been into it? You don't like it? You never tried it?
I would do it.
You'd love it. It's fine. It's fine. The worst part is taking off because you want to shit your pants. Because you look, the plane in front of you is like a lawnmower with wings flown by a really fat guy, in my case.
I did the boat. When you're dragged in a parachute behind a boat and you fly up in the air, that's awesome. Paragliding?
Right. I think that's called.
No, but I don't know what the fuck.
Scissoring.
That's really cool.
Right.
But you're above the water, too. I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you're doing a tandem hang glide, the crazy thing about when you land, the plane lands and then. Well, no, the plane releases you. And when you land, it's fucking insane because if you're in tandem, the guy says, the first thing they say is, listen, your instinct when you're going towards the ground is going to be to put your hands in front of you because, you know, it's terrifying.
I'm going to die. Yeah.
Right. Don't do that or we'll crash. That's what they said.
Oh, okay.
So the whole time I'm going down the ground like this, I'm like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go down nose first. I'm going to have nothing but a flat face after this goddamn experience. It was fun, though.
We've got a couple. There's a big story over at Mother Jones that you should check out.
Effete.
By Denise Clifton. Yes. I'll just drop this here. It says enough. Twitter bots distorted the 2016 election, including many likely from Russia.
Right.
1 in 5 election-related tweets were not from real people.
From where?
Research is showing.
Just on Twitter?
On Twitter.
1 in 5.
20% of election-related tweets were from some sort of bot.
Is it impossible?
Or a fake account from the Russian gulags.
I mean, how do we fix this? I don't know how we fix it. It's impossible, right?
The day Donald Trump was elected, nearly 2,000 Twitter accounts that had pumped out pro-Trump messages in the run-up to the vote suddenly went dark.
Oh, shit.
2,000 accounts. We're done. Thanks.
Oh, my God. So,
Then, in the spring of 2017, suddenly these bot-controlled accounts reemerged to campaign, it says here, en français.
Oh, oui, oui.
For Marine Le Pen in the French election.
Holy shit. So these bots, they're doing like what we talked about yesterday, these social media little ecosystems.
And then once again, then they went dark. Then they came back alive this fall to tweet Auf Deutsch.
Nein!
On behalf of the far right party.
Oh, great.
And against Angela Merkel.
Can I ask a question to Putin and all you little fuck nuts, your social media gulags? Why the fuck do you want Nazis in charge? Why do you want people like fucking Schindler in charge?
Well, chaos.
Oh,
chaos,
God.
Chaos, chaos.
What if you just made the world a great kick-ass place and we could all sit around and bang Putin, our fuck bots?
Putin wants to make Russia great again, and he knows that they ain't got much going for him.
Putin's in trouble. That's what I hear from the BBC. Putin's in trouble. There are protests all the time against him. People fucking hate his ass over there. Their economy shit.
There was even a story that ran on Sputnik, which we now know is
a Russian
Russian fucking propaganda news network, with a picture of Hillary. One of the most mysterious Hillary Clinton aides is implicated in numerous scandals. # U.S. election.
Oh, my God. Of course, you know, God, insurmountable. This along with the sexism. There's no way she could have won. We don't even know there's any way any Democrat could have won if they're up against this bullshit.
Some teams did research this fall.
Yes.
Ferrara and a team from Denmark.
Okay.
Explored how bots spread their messages. Not sex bots.
Right. Okay.
They programmed 39 bots to gather 25,000 human followers in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
And send out positive messaging.
Yes.
We don't want to inject negative things into the system, he said. So messages were innocuous tweets featuring unique hashtags at the time.
Right.
Like, get your flu shot or high five a stranger.
What the fuck, man?
to track how contagious the messages were. The bots tracked the impressions and retweets associated with each message. They found that when humans were exposed to a single message spread by multiple accounts, then the humans were more likely to spread it themselves. You're more likely to retweet something if you see it tweeted by a bunch of different sources.
Well, yeah.
So they get all their bots to tweet the same shit.
So, like, what? We're fucked. I really don't see...
They say their research is evidence bots can be used for social good, but they also recognize the potential for viral misinformation.
So here's the only solution I see. We got to change the way we run our elections. And when it's time to vote on shit, 3 months before, and, you know, you just shut all social media down and tell everybody go fuck yourself.
Well, and we should be demanding paper.
Paper
ballots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you have a hard copy.
Yeah.
Of how you
Even
vote.
If you fill out a machine, have it spit out a receipt of some sort. They don't want to do that, right?
Yeah.
Republicans are more worried about dead Mexicans and
3 million
or dead Americans and illegal Mexicans voting.
How many illegal votes do we have in California that they say? Millions and millions, but no evidence.
Because that's the only... He did not lose the popular vote, according to them.
You know, man.
3 million.
Right.
There has to be 3+ million fake votes.
Okay, go get me a Spanish language dictionary. The only choice I see, fuck this. It's hopeless here. We got to move to Guatemala. It's cheap as fuck. You know, I think it's safe. I'm worried about the snakes. I hate snakes. I can deal with that. You know, but this is hopeless because the Republicans don't take this seriously. They don't think it's a thing. The Senate doesn't think it's a thing. The House, I'm sure they don't give a fuck about this. This is like the biggest thing affecting our election.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem, right? Nobody gives a fuck.
They don't seem to give one fuck.
God.
I don't know why they still think they can
get their horrible
shit done,
I guess. And what does Trump say to this? Like, this is evidence, right? I mean, this person in Mother Jones that put this article up, it's not fiction. I mean, it's not a lie.
The Republicans are launching an attack on the Mueller investigation in some capacity.
Yes. Okay.
House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley.
Oh, God.
Signed on to a letter by Representative Brian Babin of Texas.
Babin, fuck you, boy. Ate my dick. Ugh. There's a bunch of Krakens running our fucking government.
They say it would be in the interest of both public and special counsel team to speak to the American people through their elected representatives in Congress. Accordingly, we respectfully request that one of or both of the judiciary committees immediately convene a public and open hearing or series of hearings to bring Mr. Mueller and his team out of the shadows and into the public square. That's not how it works.
So they think Mueller is sitting in his office with his cronies making fiction, trying to... Do they see what Mueller's doing to Trump as like a coup or something?
Yeah, I guess. These are hardcore Trumpsters. Steve King, Trent Franks, Duncan Hunter of California, Dave Brad of Virginia signed on. 19 Republican members signed on to this letter. It doesn't mean shit, though.
Yeah. So Mueller's going to come out with his findings. He's going to present them to America. And the GOP and Trump are just going to say it's horse shit. It's fake news. It's bullshit.
Well, this letter says this Babin, this representative who wrote the letter, is the guy after Trump referred to Clinton as such a nasty woman. Babin said, well, sometimes a lady needs to be told when she's being nasty.
Whoa. Holy fuck.
Great job, GOP.
God, guys.
You guys are doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, really
sending
nice.
Some wonderful people of great character to represent you.
Right. Well, you
in
know.
In Congress.
Maybe it's a good representation of who they
what
are.
What does that fucking tell us about your character?
You're garbage. You're fucking garbage. And it's not an equal side. The GOP is not an equal side to the progressives. It's just correct. Not. You can't take them seriously. They don't see people as people. They're sexist fucking dickheads.
We've got today's episode of Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
You know what that means? Either some horrific homophobia or some racism. Vile racism.
Nazi shit, maybe. Who knows?
Today we have from a University of Maryland professor by the name of Jason Nichols.
Okay.
Appeared bravely on Fox News.
Okay. Quote,
quotes around the word news always.
Absolutely.
He was on Fucker Carlson's program. To discuss Columbus Day and explain why maybe Christopher Columbus ain't maybe the bestest dude to venerate and celebrate.
Absolutely. He did some bad shit. He's a bad guy.
When we look and find out what he did.
He was a bad hombre.
He was not a great hombre. And
bad hombre.
I don't see how.
He's a bad hombre.
I don't see how. This is what gets me is, did you see? I don't think I even did this the other day, but there was. They interviewed some about a Confederate modern. It was a school.
Yes.
I think named after like Robert E. Lee or something.
Okay.
And one of the parents was like, well, I don't think they change it because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's honoring him. You've named a school after
what
him.
What else does it? What else? What
name
else does
a sewer
mean?
After Robert E. Lee talk.
But you're naming an institution, right? A public educational institution. After a guy who was a traitor.
Right. And monuments out in the public square are to venerate people. Are to...
Yes.
They're not there to remind you.
The man fought for slavery.
Yes.
He fought for the enslavement of black people. That is bad.
And he didn't want any...
Oh, yeah.
Any monuments to him or the Confederacy himself.
Yeah, but this is the party of fuck you. Fuck you. Suck my dick. Blah, 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 blah.
And people like Trump.
Yes.
And their so-called leaders. Soulless carbuncle. I said carbuncle. Soulless remora that they are.
Yes.
Are
parasitic.
Yeah. Are just stay in power. They just lie.
Yeah.
Their electorate. Fire them up. Trump. Trump's having a bad weekend, so he's like, "Ooh, I remember that one Negro that kneels during the football game.
Oh yeah, let's
I'm going to tweet about
him.
That."
I mean, I understand their spin, and I understand our politicians will be fast and loose with the truth here and there, but my God,
and we have assholes too, occasionally,
but not like this.
Well, yeah, and then we don't wait for them to do their time for child molestation and then run them again for Congress.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. But and the other thing is like the punching down. And when Trump comes out against somebody on Twitter, it is literally bullying. He is asking people to pile on this person. Go after him. Death threats. The whole nine yards, man.
So this is Maryland professor Jason Nichols was on Fucker Carlson's program.
Fuck you, boy.
Sad little insecure brohame dickwad.
Hey, man. Suck my dick.
I saw a thing about him one time where they broke down his interviewing style. I'm putting that around air quotes, too.
Yes.
But it was his attack tactics with somebody that he disagrees with.
Right.
And how it's the Fox News style and the white man style. Interrupt him.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? And then twist it around. Oh, well, I guess you don't care about when Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the what about itis?
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I hate what about itis.
And then when they start making points, they cut them off and got to go.
Yeah. Oh, we're out of time.
Or they try to change the subject. Yeah, it's really horrible. Sad, sad little man he is.
Yeah, but it works because the people watching and, you know.
There's a great video out there of, I think it was Rachel Maddow shredding him one time.
Oh, yeah.
They were on something together.
She is the best.
So this guy, this brave University of Maryland professor, went on Fox Propaganda Channel.
Okay.
To, as I said, kind of, I don't know, educate. The poor man probably thought, wow, okay, this is a popular program among the more ignorant among our society.
Yes.
So maybe I'll be able to educate them and say, hey, look, this is exactly what Columbus did, what he was, etc., that maybe we should revisit a day in his honor.
Maybe he wasn't familiar with fucker, you know?
So it probably went as you would expect, you know.
Yes.
So fellow University of Maryland professor, his name is Rayshon Ray.
Okay.
Shared video of this other professor, Jason Nichols, playing back a message on his phone.
Oh, shit.
That he received.
Okay.
Which he broadcast on Facebook Live.
Right.
It's a woman. I believe, by the way, this isn't all this guy got.
Yes.
He received many messages of love.
By the way, you put this story on Facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots of feedback on this story.
Already?
Lots of comments. Absolutely.
I don't know how great the video, the audio is going to be, but here is, this is the professor. He's playing it back on his cell phone.
Yes.
While another professor is filling in doing it. So I don't know how awesome the sound is going to be here. It might be being a little unseaworthy.
Being an asshole? God damn it. Hey, Kate.
This message is for Jake, Jason Nicholas. I've been listening to him on Fox. You know, this fucking nigga, you niggas are not going to be satisfied until you change every fucking piece of shit holiday to nigga day. Okay, you can have it. Let's change Martin Luther King, nigga day. Christmas, nigga day. Columbus, nigga day. He's talking about Columbus bringing, killing 200,000 people. What about the fucking camel niggas that got the nigga blood in them? The terrorists, the fucking Syrian Muslim piece of shit, ISIS nigga terrorists. Well, don't you give a shit about them? I mean, how many people did they kill? The fucking camel niggas. How many fucking niggas that were killed in Africa by other niggas? Huh? You tell me that.
Okay.
This is why.
This goes on for 8 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Minutes.
Holy shit. This is why it's not an equal side. I'm sorry. The right, it is not an equal side. They are racist as fuck. This is who they are. This is the fucking GOP. These are the fuckers that voted for Trump. And this person's emboldened, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she be? Her president's a fucking racist.
I'm a human, and I'm coming. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
God damn it.
So there you go. A little bit of Trump's America. God bless America.
Beautiful. You know, I was getting on some fucking Facebook conversation with some people about somebody put some dumbass Ari Shaffir quote
engaged that, huh?
I couldn't help it. The quote was, the worst thing about the left is they don't want to educate. They want to punish. And I said,
Ari Shaffir is a comedian.
Right. A dirtbag. And I said, well, you know, when your side is steeped in racism, hatred, homophobia, fascism, things of that nature, I don't give a shit about.
Right for the racism.
Right. I don't care about educating the right. I don't give a fuck. I care about the people you're oppressing, you dickhead. Fuck them.
How'd that go?
Some people like the comment. Other people like, meh. I don't like being told I'm racist. Well,
yeah, right away.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, how's that?
It's easy.
Yeah.
If you don't like being called a racist, stop being a racist.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to remedy.
And if you're ignorant to shit and you don't understand why there's a Black Lives Matter movement, why don't you take your fucking cell phone, your smart device out of your pocket, and read the fucking news? There is no excuse to not be woke, honestly, unless you're a dickhead. You know, catch up or fuck off. That's what I say. Right, Kate? Okay.
The, oh, God, there's a new story out.
God, the left doesn't want to educate. They want to
punish. We have a new Trump's America story, but it's going to have to be.
Doesn't that piss you off? The idea that the left, they just want to punish people for being racist. Well, of course. Of course. You should be punished for being racist. You're not treating people as people.
I'm not saving this for Monday. This is out of the Philadelphia Inquirer and rebroadcast over here at the Ross Story.
Yes.
A daycare center in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh, man.
Received an anonymous letter.
Right.
Oh. Here's the letter.
Right.
Hello. I am writing this as a concerned parent and friend! Exclamation point. So most of us noticed you have a black girl working for the daycare. Our problem is she's too dark. Most of the kids is scared of her.
Is this bullshit?
I am only telling you this because some of us are planning to pull our kids from the daycare. She's an eyesore. I see you're trying to touch all of the nationalities, but maybe hire a light-skinned black. She would blend more and not look like a, all caps, nanny.
Okay.
She's not the first thing a child nor parents want to see soon as they walk in the daycare. So the choice is yours, exclamation point. Choose wisely. Remember, we the parents pay your mortgage.
Oh, fuck off.
I hope you make her aware she's not wanted. I'm sending her a copy as well.
Oh, great.
However, if she needs a job, McDonald's is always hiring her kind. So work your magic and make it disappear. P.S. Just trying to, all caps, to make your daycare great again.
Did they sign their name?
Oh, no, of course. It's anonymous.
Yeah. Pussies. You feel that way, say your name. Be proud of your fucking racism, you idiots. Oh, my God.
The owner says they're not getting rid of anybody.
Of course not. This person's an idiot.
Damn. And if that's true, I guess you just wait a little bit, and whoever leaves, possibly a racist.
Yes. And, boy, shit like that in that voicemail. I mean, okay.
God bless America.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring up the Ari Shaffir quote again. So the left is supposed to educate rather than punish. So what do you say to those people? What do you say to the person that wrote that letter? What do you say to them? They're a lost cause.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wait for them to croak. There is nothing to do but to wait for that. The person that wrote that letter, they need to be mulched. They need to, you know, you need to let them pass away naturally, of course, you know, and I don't know. What are you supposed to do? One day they're going to wake up and not be a racist?
Right. You're right. We just got to wait. It's happening. America's brownifying,
yeah.
Fortunately.
So the only thing to do, I guess, is, you know, you stick up for people that are being picked on. You virtue signal, right? Huh. How stupid.
Thanks for tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING.
That's right.
We've got a story here that also Maude Gone at Anna Engelbrecht 5 shared with us.
Yes.
That was this is in regards to the NFL.
Okay.
You may have heard of them.
Oh, the Football League.
The Raw Story shared Crane's Chicago Businesses story.
Okay.
That says I didn't even know this, that the owner of the Jaguars.
Right.
The NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Saeed Khan is a Muslim.
All right.
Gentleman.
Yes.
And according to the Crane's Chicago's Business, he had a few things to say about the NFL in general. And President Trump specifically.
Oh, I bet.
In regards to the firestorm the president created. I love the way they...
He did.
He created this.
None of this shit.
After he called ex-NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick a son of a bitch.
Right.
For protesting police brutality at NFL games.
What a fucking asshole.
Khan was speaking at a forum in Chicago, an executive conference.
Right.
He's the NFL's only non-white owner. Who also happens to be a Muslim. He explains the difficulties he had in purchasing an NFL franchise, including an ill-fated attempt to buy the LA Rams when they were still in St. Louis. Quote, you've got a bunch of 85-year-old guys who don't think they're racist, but they are racist.
Yeah, and they're rich as fuck, too, right? I mean, elitists, old money.
It looks like he tap danced back a little bit. A spokesperson later clarified his comment, saying that he was relaying what others were telling him back then, not what he personally thought.
Oh, okay.
He then focused on Trump calling the president a great divider, despite having given him $1 million for his inauguration.
Holy shit. $1 million.
You have to give Trump credit. People are confused on the First Amendment versus patriotism, that if you exercise your First Amendment, you're not a patriot, which is crazy. People are confused on it. Trump knew he could hit on it and take advantage. I think what we're seeing is the great divider overcoming the great uniter.
Over, and the great uniter is Obama, or... what's he overcoming?
Probably. Or yeah. Trump said he was going to be the great uniter.
Right.
A lot of the stuff like football that Trump does is highly calculated. He looks for issues that you could touch and it will blow people up, he added. Steve Bannon,
yes,
or whoever is analyzing the data, realizes, how do I get elected? I get elected by dividing this person or this group against this group. What are the worst fears, phobias somebody has? How do I tap that button and get them with my people?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of predictive behavior here, he said.
Racist, right? What are you afraid of? Black people coming into my home. I don't know.
Yeah, or blaming the economy on illegal immigrants.
Mexicans take my job.
Which is dumb.
This is dog whistling,
just
right?
Plain dumb, yeah. Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Damn.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. We do this every goddamn freaking weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. And we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
That's right, Pat.
But if you want to help us out here, you can buy shit at Amazon. Ooh. They got everything there.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if they sell those sex bots through Amazon. That would be great.
Absolutely.
We'd get a great fucking commission
for
on
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. Whatever you buy that you want to copulate with, we get a piece of.
Yeah,
I like to fight too.
Oh yeah, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, bookmark it, please.
Yes.
Every time you go to Amazon, go click on crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go through our hole,
and that's all you got to do.
That's right, baby.
Let's start talking religiosity. This one has me crazy.
Okay.
Crazy. These people disgust me.
Yes.
There's the people, not only are they trying to reverse treating LGBTQ people, I don't know, as humans, the little bit that we are treating them as humans.
Yeah.
Here in our country.
Yes.
But some of these foul, evil creatures are extending their tentacles to other fucking countries.
Oh.
Like that. What's his name? Larry,
I hate that.
Larry
so
Klayman
much.
Or whatever. They go to these other countries.
Yeah, yeah. They dump money into promoting like the death to gay people and shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
They advise them on laws and stuff
that
like
be
that.
Be fucking illegal, right? I mean, why is that?
Crime against humanity.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you allowed to go put your funds and your money
so
behind that?
Over in Romania.
Yes.
Romania.
In Europe.
Right now is somebody named Harry Mayet.
Oh, wee wee, baby.
Liberty Council.
Blah.
Vice President of Legal Affairs.
Hey group, correct?
Yep. These are the guys that run around anytime a Christian faux persecution happens, Liberty Council swoops in. We'll represent you for free.
Oh,
but
my
then what they
God.
Fail to tell them a lot of the times is, we'll represent you for free, but if you lose and you have to pay any fines,
you're fucked.
You're on your own, yeah.
Because of our shitty representation, right?
Frequently, the Freedom From Religion Foundation or Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, groups like that, the ACLU, find themselves locking horns with these jizz stains at Liberty Council and... quite more frequently than not,
dude,
Liberty Council loses.
Right. I just looked up where Romania is.
Yeah.
It's enormous.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking country. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that. It's on the...
Really cheap to live right now.
Is it really? It's, oh, yeah. It's a coastal place. They got it.
Sure.
Like Georgia. They, right. They're right.
That's why
the
Russia
Sea.
Wants it back.
Romania.
Going with yes. Mr. Miet Myatt, Liberty Counsel's Vice President of Legal Affairs.
Ooh, wee wee.
Is none other than...
Yes.
Kim Davis.
Kim Davis?
Kentucky...
That bag of shit.
Rowan County clerk.
Oh, yeah.
Who flung herself up on the, well, waddled up to the cross and put herself up on it.
The Mike Huckabee thing, right?
To say, I'm not giving you your marriage certificate because my God
Could you
says
imagine?
I shouldn't.
She was just the clerk. All she had to do was sign the fucking thing and give it to somebody, right?
Oh, yeah. And they
deplorable.
Loved that. The Christians jerk off material for months over that one.
Oh, yeah.
A massive way to claim they're being persecuted.
Massive.
Look at this poor woman.
Oh, yes.
This poor God-loving, God-fearing woman.
Oh, you're a bigoted fuck-faced martyr. Congratulations.
And if, by the way, BT Dubs.
Yes?
If your part of your religion involves... fearing God.
Yeah, it's
there's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Who wants that?
I
want to love my God.
There's something I don't
want to be afraid I'm gonna get smited.
I love Batman too.
I love Aquaman so much.
Kim Davis, who shot to international prominence for refusing to sign same-sex marriage licenses as Rowan County clerk, is on a 9-day trip to Romania to encourage adoption of a law against gay marriage.
My fucking God. There are so many things that bother me about this. I just looked at Romania on a map. I want to go there. I want to visit
the fucking place. It's supposed to be beautiful. I would like to go there, yeah.
But we shouldn't spend our tourist dollars there, right? Because...
Well, not if they do this.
This kind of shit. But Kim Davis gets to go to Romania. Do you think the culture and the beauty is going to be lost on that horrible wench?
Of course.
That horrible...
A news release from the Liberty Council, which is based in Orlando,
okay, Florida,
said that more than 3 million Romanian citizens have signed a petition asking for the nationwide referendum defining marriage as between one man and one woman.
Fuck you, boy.
The population, total population is about 20 million, so they say they have 3 million.
What
so
the fuck,
a little
man?
Over 10%.
Are we just stupid? Are we just dumb as fuck? Can we not evolve? Can we not get past this shit?
The petition has been unanimously approved by Romania's Constitutional Court, awaiting final approval in its Senate before a public vote can occur.
Oh, my God.
Davis and this other fuck are holding conferences in Romania's largest cities.
Yes.
They've already met with two archbishops of the Orthodox Church. See, they're still real.
Boogity boogity.
They got religiosity going there.
So fucking stupid. When you're a Romanian and you're meeting with that fuck and this Kim Davis, what are your impressions? I mean, because she's like, you know, not to be a dickhead, but, you know, she's total white trash. She is. Who gives a fuck?
And a fucking asshole.
And an ignoramus.
Their message is simple and based on the recent lessons learned in the United States. Same-sex marriage, in quotes.
Oh, yes.
And freedom of conscience are mutually exclusive because those who promote the former have zero tolerance for the latter.
Let me ask you something. Oh, go ahead.
People expecting the same civil rights,
yes.
Civil processes.
Right.
As everybody else, as every equal citizen, is apparently more important is someone else's freedom of conscience.
I don't even
and there's nothing religious in this at all.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's a civil process that enables two people to enter into a contract that then bestows a whole shit ton magically of societal benefits to said couple. That is it.
Yeah, it's oppression what she's doing.
Atheists can get married. I'm sure this bag of cunts would not want to allow that at some point.
Yeah,
I'm sure if Mike Pence were able to take over, he would love to pass a law saying atheists can't get married either.
Like, that's interesting what you're saying, because that is a true slippery slope, right? That's a slippery slope when you're saying, well, gay people can't get married. Well, now atheists can't get married. Hmm? And then what? But see, that's the argument they give to Louisiana. The other side.
Was it Louisiana that passed that? No, Mississippi that just passed that law that they're now challenging.
Oh, yeah.
The religious freedom law.
Oh, yeah.
That not only says we get to treat, you could tell somebody, I'm not doing business with you. You can't come into my business because you rub your dicks together. But you can also say that right. to... You rub your dick into her vajayjay, and you're not married. You can't come into my business.
See, that sounds like the slippery slope.
And that's in the law that they passed. That if they have a moral objection to two people having sex that are not married, they can deny them access to whatever their services.
But how does that work? And so, like, what if they need to police this business? Their business uses the sidewalks. The roads for people to buy their goods and services that gay people pay for.
You can't. That's
God. I mean,
their religion supersedes everyone else's rights. Right. They think
that is so childish, isn't it?
I mean, it's evil.
It's childlike, but it is evil.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
And then saying that that you shouldn't have same-sex marriage because look what they did to us. Look at how they attacked me and wouldn't let me have my freedom of conscience.
God.
It's your job.
Yeah, and also Kim Davis.
She's evil.
How many times have you been fucking married?
Four times.
Oh, but it's all right because she accepted Jesus. You could tell because look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how she dresses.
It's like you literally accepted Jesus. It looks like you ate Jesus.
So yeah, that one made me.
That is insane.
I'm incensed about right. the cancer of yes. American evangelism, bigotry, and hatred being spread throughout the goddamn fucking world. It's bad enough we're dealing with it here.
Right. You know the real fucking shame is that our president emboldens this bullshit.
Sure.
See if we could go
and
back.
And doesn't believe it, which is I don't know what's worse.
Who knows what he believes?
Is
though?
It worse when Pence takes over, who really does believe this shit? Or is it better to have Trump, who's just a fucking opportunist? I think we're better off with Trump in that respect, that tiny,
yes,
tiny
yes, I agree
respect.
With you. I agree with you.
We're better off with Trump because he's only anti-gay.
Because it serves
because
him.
Because it serves him.
Now, Mike Pence is anti-gay
because he's
got
gay.
A conversation.
Oh, excuse me.
He's gay.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Oh, man. She's been divorced and remarried so many times. I mean, why is she concerned about the institution of marriage? She obviously doesn't give a fuck about it. I mean, really. What a hypocrite. It's not an equal side. The right is just not an equal side. God.
And you can't... I mean, how do you tell these people it's a civil process we've been talking about the whole time? It's a contract.
Yeah, it is
it's a civil contract.
Contract.
Proven by the fact that you don't have to go through any kind of religious farcical aquatic ceremony.
Right. Is it true?
Where Moisten Bint lobbed a scimitar at you. You don't base a system of government.
Right. You know what I like in Monty Python when Arthur is riding with the coconuts through the countryside yes. and then you just pass all these like villagers just playing in mud.
Oh, Dennis, there's some lovely mud over here.
Like, why are they in
some
the
lovely
mud?
Filth over here, she
Phil's,
says.
Oh, excuse God, me. It's so fucking funny.
It's been a while since I had God. That movie memorized.
But you know, like, it's like when she certifies Ladies. These marriage... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When she certifies these marriage licenses, does she have to take, you know, a load of gay cum on her face? I mean, does she have to do anything? She just, like, writes something.
Doesn't stamps something.
Stamps
I don't
something.
Even know if she physically signs anything.
God, Kim, so fucking what? So fucking what?
Her Jesus.
Yeah.
Told her.
Right.
That they're going to go off and stick their parts together and she can't abide that.
Yeah. I mean, it's damn today's headlines are just painting a hopeless fucking picture because
it's rough right now.
I don't know how you reason with people like this because the truth is a gay marriage
reasonable.
Doesn't affect her life. Right. It just doesn't. And by the way, I you know, if we're a nation and we're more inclusive, that makes the country better for everyone. Because there are more people under the umbrella. You know, there are more people treated like normal citizens. You know, a group of people being oppressed and shat upon isn't good for us. It's not good for our country, right? It makes us unstable. Right. Unstable. Not stable. We're not the stablest. It just sucks.
The I've also got a little bit here. Let's head over to the Values Voter Summit.
Fire up Grindr, baby.
I may have tweeted a couple of Grindr jokes already this morning.
Right, man. I mean,
we haven't heard from this asshole in a long time.
Yes.
Which is kind of a good thing.
Right.
Michelle Bachmann.
Ugh. My
of
God.
Minnesota.
Hey. God, she ran for president.
She's rocking the blonde now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's seems to have lightened things up a little bit.
Good for her. Congratulations.
And here she is speaking at the Value Voters Summit. And this is why we yell, and this is why we have Faithless Friday,
absolutely,
is because people like this, which, if this is all the only place they cast their spells and did their hoogity boogity and all this crap,
yes,
rock on.
Right.
You don't want to, you don't like gay marriages? Don't marry a woman, Michelle.
Right.
Your husband probably wants to marry a man, but
it doesn't affect you.
Don't marry a man if you don't want to.
Oh, it's insane.
You don't like abortion?
Right.
No one's forcing you to get one.
Absolutely. By the way,
but you want to force women,
yeah,
to not be able to get one.
And if you want to go to a fair and stick a corn dog in your mouth, oh, so phallically, go ahead. Nobody cares. Right.
She made that real bad mistake.
Oh, that's a great picture of her.
Here's some science.
Oh, shit.
From Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
These people, this is criminal, by the way. These people believe this crap.
Salvation is free. It is a way to come back to God. We do nothing for it. In fact, it is wrong theology you hold. If you think that at the end of your life, that life is made up of a pan balance, and if you did more good things than bad things, that somehow that will get you into heaven, I'm sorry to say you'll be tragically mistaken on that final day. There's only one way that you go into heaven, and that is receiving and believing that it is God who saved your sins and that he is who he says he is.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
You notice she didn't say... She said, okay, it's some pan scale where just if you've done more good than bad, then you get into heaven.
Right.
But she, you notice she's saying, no, no, it doesn't matter. That shit doesn't matter. So she's saying you could be bad.
Right.
Your whole life.
Sure.
Like us.
Oh.
You can hate people.
Oh, okay.
You can judge people. You
awesome.
Can cheat. You can
Yay.
Lie. You can do all that shit.
Ooh.
But if you accept Jesus as your personal savior, heaven for you.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
Great.
Else roasts where you
oh,
deserve.
That's the best.
And we'll even have video. Live
oh,
video
we can watch
of hell.
Burn?
So we, yeah, so we can all diddle ourselves
oh,
like
God.
We want to in the afterlife.
I love to
read
jack
the comments
off.
People give.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait till I'm in heaven watching you roast in hell.
You're mentally ill. That is straight
you're
up
a horrible
illness.
Human
you,
being.
You're
yeah.
naive. You're a child. You're a child. You really think you float up to a little ethereal place hanging out on the clouds?
Even if, but
butt fucking harps. Playing
but
a harp
then,
with your
dick.
But
then dancing with glee at the thought of others suffering for eternity.
Yeah, that's...
For eternity. And some people
right.
are like... What if they've done nothing wrong?
Fuck them.
Their whole life.
Fuck them.
But they're an atheist. They don't believe in God. Oh, well, you're gonna suffer for eternity.
Right.
Oh, well, thanks.
God, how Christian of you.
Yeah.
You know, the remarkable thing, when you read the Bible, every archaeology find that's ever come forward has only proved the authenticity of the Bible.
Oh, that one might merit a little bit of a buzzer if I could find it.
Oh, my God.
Every archaeological find that's ever been found
proved the Bible. What about carbon dating?
It's a lie. It's
just
a lie.
Lying to people.
It's an outright giant tower of bullshit.
Maybe I missed the point. What is the point of the Values Voter Conference? Whatever the fuck this is. What is the deal? What's their aim?
Orgies. Christian orgies.
Okay.
Yeah.
They all fuck. I mean.
Well, yeah. Orgies of sanctimony.
Is this like a fundraiser or something? They all get together, suck each other's dick.
Yeah.
Bring prominence
to other
evangelical politicians. And
scheme.
Things. So this just makes the world a shittier place.
Yes.
Basically. Great.
Yep.
God damn it.
Every archaeological find has only proved the authenticity of the Bible.
That's fucking hilarious. That is
which cracks me up
hilarious.
Because they swear that because the Bible talked about some town.
Yeah.
And then they find ruins that town existed.
Boo.
Well, there you go.
Oh, right.
He walked on water and died for your sins. And a guy went into a fish for 3 days and then came back.
Right.
Hey. All of it's true, obviously, because we found a town that was mentioned.
Oh, nice science, by the way.
Good God.
I mean, it's so fucked up.
It's only proved the authenticity of the Bible. This world that we see isn't all that there is. This is a blink of an eye. We have eternity in front of us. From the time that the Messiah left and went to join his Father, sitting at the right hand of Father where he is today, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. We can't even begin to imagine. The Bible says mind has not imagined. We couldn't even conceive of how great eternity will be with him. It will be fabulous.
Fabulous.
And as fabulous as heaven will be, there will also be a literal hell. We're in the greatest tragedy of all of history. People who do not receive this free gift, there will be a place called hell.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Don't worry, people. You'll be able to judge even after you die. You'll be able to be a judgy cunt bag even after you die.
God, what a fucking asshole. How hateful is she?
And hell lasts just as long as heaven.
Oh, okay.
It is my prayer and my wish, as I think it is many of yours, that every person in this room would make a decision today about where they will be for all of eternity, whether it be heaven or whether it be hell.
Wherever you guys are, I want to be in the opposite.
Absolutely.
I don't care. I'll take the fires of hell than listening to your bullshit for eternity.
Hey, Michelle. Take your fucking prayers and shove them up your ass. Who cares?
Horrible.
Fuck you.
Heinous people.
Oh my God.
Hate-filled. And they use their book of myths to justify this bullshit.
Don't they see like it's equal to a Harry Potter? I mean, really, they could be, it sounds so ridiculous. They could be reading from Lord of the Motherfucking Rings. It's bananas. It's got to be mental illness if you think there's a great being in the sky whispering shit into your brain. What else would you, if you were a psychologist or psychiatrist, I don't know, and someone came to you and said, I think there's a guy in the sky telling me how to live, I would say, oh, here's some lithium.
I believe, yeah. Let me pull out the DSM.
I'm going to fucking crush up some lithium, and you need to do a big fat rail of it because you're cuckoo. No offense.
In other news, this was a week or two ago that this news came out. Another more wonderful Christianitude.
Bah.
This is Oklahoma.
Fuck you, man. That's where Scott Pruitt's from, right? Or EPA guy.
This is a man named Brad McGahey.
Oh, yeah.
McGahey, McGahey.
Fuck you.
He's now 30, from rural Oklahoma.
Eat my dick.
Thought he had been spared from prison.
Okay.
When a judge sent him to the Christian Alcoholics and Addicts in Recovery Center.
Holy shit, man. What kind of horror scene must this be?
He told the Center for Investigative Reporting.
Yes.
That he then found himself in a slave camp.
Oh, God. Oh, perfect.
Center for Investigative Reporting's Reveal news site is the name of the site, Reveal. These sort of rehab facilities, Reveal noted, have become the bedrock of criminal justice reform. Remember in California, there was a guy that sued. He got sent to a 12-stepper, and he's like, I'm an atheist.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, you have to give up your... You have to give yourself up to a higher power. I don't believe in a higher power.
Right. It's not my fucking thing.
Find a rehab facility, a secular rehab facility, yes, that doesn't wave any kind of religion at you.
I mean, what about the separation of church and state?
He won that, by the way. Oh, fortunately. Okay. It was California, though. But he won that.
Well, that helps.
That lawsuit. But they're saying that these centers are supposed to rehabilitate people who may otherwise join... formerly imprisoned people back in the system.
Yes.
Many of the programs promise freedom from addiction. They have instead, quote, turned thousands of men and women into indentured servants. Like yesterday when we listened to that that Dick Dangle sheriff.
Dick Dangle.
From Louisiana, who's what do you mean prison reform? We got these guys washing our cars and shit. How are we going to keep this stuff clean if you kick out the nonviolent prisoners? They're the good ones.
They're changing the oil.
He said that.
Yeah.
They're the good ones.
Could you imagine?
That we're using to wash our cars.
Right.
Do our laundry and stuff.
God.
And, of course, overwhelmingly black and of color.
And to think, like, people are like, well, all lives matter. Oh, really?
Huh. He said that this Reveal...
Yes.
Told Reveal that this center that he was sent to took his wages from... He was working for Walmart and Popeyes, slaughtering and processing chickens.
That's what he was doing at the rehab facility?
Well, he was working a job while being housed at the rehab facility.
I gotcha.
They took his money.
How is that fair?
And then they threatened him with prison if he was working too slow or was injured on the job.
Oh, my God. So then they take him out of the... He'd say, well, he's not doing a good job, so we're going to put you back in jail. You can't be in the program.
Documents obtained by Reveal show one man's hands became too gnarled to work. Others received acid burns or were maimed by machinery on the job. The injured were regularly sent back to prison when they could no longer work.
What a hellscape. What a fucking hellscape.
Which made others work through pain, fearing the same fate.
They don't want to go back to jail.
They work you to death, Nate Turner says. A graduate from this program. They work you every single day. It is a work camp. They know people are desperate to get out of jail, and they'll do whatever they can to stay out of prison.
That's the ultimate leverage, right? You don't do this, I'm going to send you back to the fucking slammer if you're late or whatever. How does that reform anyone? What are we doing?
And Jeff Bosesh, I'm sure, is way behind these.
He jacks off to this.
Oh, yeah, we need more of these.
Ooh. God.
When it's been proven time and time again that the way we do it ain't right.
Yeah.
There's no rehabilitation involved.
They're running it like a hotel.
But they don't want rehabilitation.
Right. They want beds filled.
They want punishment. Yeah. The dummies want punishment. The Republican leaders want beds filled because their buddies are running private prisons.
They're getting all their fucking money from the prison system. And these fucking judges that get elected, where do you think that a lot of their money comes from to run their elections? Probably from the fucking private prisons.
It's horrific.
It really is. God. Faithless Friday. Fucking shit,
so,
man.
So there you go. A Christian gulag working with for-profit companies to use slave labor.
Wow.
Basically.
Trump loves it.
God, we've only got a few minutes left here. The show went so quickly today.
Thanks for
joining us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the crabs, etc.
Thanks for twatting at crab diving.
Here's a quick one. Tony Perkins.
Oh, God.
Family Research Council.
What a bag of
group.
Shit.
Was on his radio show commenting about, I don't know if you guys got to hear it. We don't have time to play any of it right now, but the Eminem's freestyle rap from the American Music Awards. Amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Ended with, we love our military. We love our country, but we fucking hate Trump.
Yeah. It was emotional.
It's really great. The best tweet I saw was, I'm just going to paraphrase, but he said, I'm not exactly sure how rap battles work, but I'm pretty sure Eminem is now president of the United States of America.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Here's Tony Perkins on his hate radio show.
Ugh. Talking
about Eminem's freestyle rap.
Oh, God.
I was in the news feeds that I get, I was looking at this rapper, Eminem. I'm sure most of you don't know him. You probably heard of him, but I was
The people listening to this, probably most of them don't know him.
Does Tony Perkins think he's bigger than Eminem? Is he delusional? Nobody knows who the fuck
but
Tony
his audience,
Perkins is.
His audience doesn't know who the fuck is. He may have a point.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess.
Do you think the 78-year-old average person that's listening to him is...
Yeah, you're right, man. He's a big... He's
Eminem,
a,
what's that?
Eminem's a big...
The candy?
There's a movie made about his...
This rapper, Eminem. I'm sure most of you don't know him. You probably heard of him. But I was watching his this tirade he went on what they call rap. I don't know how they call that a talent.
My God.
Fuck you. Listen to...
You piece of garbage.
Kendrick Lamar. Listen to Tupac. Listen to...
a tirade.
I shouldn't have to.
You know, Tony, if you're not a big bigot, if you're not a religious zealot, then yeah, you feel like going on a few tirades. You know?
Tirade.
Of course!
This tirade? Rap. I don't know. I don't know why they call that a talent.
I don't know how they call that a talent. Oh, but he, I mean, it was demonic. He was demonic.
It's demonic.
On his attack on President Trump.
This guy's a child.
What are your attack on LGBTQ people?
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, well,
that's not demonic at all. That's dude, in Bolsheviks 69, thou shalt not put your dickhead in the bunghole of another man.
This guy's a child. They're demonic. He's a child. An idiot.
President Trump. And this is daily. It's amazing that he is a...
I would leave my kids... with Eminem.
Of course.
For a weekend.
A fucking course.
In a millisecond over this creature.
This guy is a creep.
Because Lord knows what he would try to indoctrinate my kids with.
I totally agree.
I mean,
with
I do
you.
Know exactly what he would try to indoctrinate
he,
your kids
he,
with.
He wants to make them afraid of something that doesn't fucking exist. It's mental illness.
And this is, I mean, this is daily. It's amazing that he is able to stand up to this stuff. I was at the White House today.
Ugh.
And I mean, it's like they're under siege by the left. Folks, you need to pray for him. And do we agree with everything? No. And there's going to be a lot of policy things we disagree on. But I'm telling you what, when you look at what he's doing on religious freedom.
There it is.
And
see, you know,
gosh.
There's some other stuff. But we don't give a shit about that because he's going to let us take over
let us
clamp shut the vagina.
You know, every time we play Tony Perkins, I am always shocked by, I always think this is the worst person we play.
And then you just play another one.
He's the worst. This guy, listen to him. He is so creepy and slimy.
And what he's doing in our nation's military to stop this social experimentation that Barack Obama began, treating our men and women in the military as if they were lab rats.
God, you know.
I mean, you look at that. This is taking a lot of courage.
Oh, boy.
Courage? You fucking coward.
You had an incredible line yesterday where you...
So there you go,
coward.
Tony Perkins.
People listen to this guy and they go commit hate crimes.
Eminem was...
You know?
Eminem was demonic. We got about 2 minutes left here. I want to do this one.
Okay, yeah.
To wrap up the week, everybody.
Wrapping it
up.
I'm
just going to run it. You'll know.
Is your local church fighting the globalist? Is it exposing the pedophile rings? Is it exposing the New World Order? No, they're scared because the 501c3 tell them they can't be political. It's a load of unconstitutional malarkey, and Trump's overturning it. But these churches want to play it safe right into hell. Now, a lot of them are good. And if they're good, donate to them. But I wouldn't give another red cent to these name it and claim it glitter bug cults.
What?
He's going after mega churches. Glitter he bug? Wants you to give him the money. He opened up with, are they going after the globalists? Yeah. Are they calling these guys out? No.
Glitter bug? What are you?
Glitter bug cults. I grew up in Dallas in Rockwall, folks, right in the middle of some of the biggest names out there. Okay? I know about these preachers behind the scenes. Let me tell you. I never seen it.
Okay. From here on,
let me tell you,
crab diving will find itself agreeing with Alex Jones.
Okay, shit.
Because he's talking about mega church preachers.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Hookers that look so good.
Oh, wait.
Out there. Okay? And I know about these preachers behind the scenes. Let me tell you. I never seen hookers that look so good. So you just need to understand these people are got helicopters, they got cocaine, and they are partying. And they are absolutely think you're a joke, okay? And that's a whole other area. It's just these churches, these big, giant mega churches are everywhere. Everyone worships these stupid preachers, and they're not doing anything.
We agree. I didn't know about the great-looking hookers, though, but I guess one could surmise.
They've got cocaine.
Cocaine!
Helicopters, cocaine, and hookers. Sign me up. Jeez.
These stupid preachers, and they're not doing anything to fight the world government, the whole beast system. These local radio stations fighting for the Trump agenda that is to free up the churches and free up Christians and not let the IRS persecute Christians. That's what's important. Because if we don't have the religious freedom, we have nothing. And the internet censorship is coming down. It's not coming down on these little glitterbird churches. It's coming down on us. And they're going against our local radio station sponsors, but they can't stop you committing today to donate to your local affiliates today. Mark it in your calendar and do it.
There you go.
Oh, man, that was good.
Support your local affiliates, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it.
Alex Jones, again.
Do it.
Stumbling
to the
right answer for the wrong reason.
Like careening.
We're going to be back doing this 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 every goddamn day next week. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Instagram or the Twitter or to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And don't forget a brand new sparkling K-Voice right after this live. If you're listening live, otherwise, download it at iTunes, Stitcher, CrabDiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We got to get the fuck out of here. Right now.
Black Lives Matter.
Bye. Hi, Osha, be quiet.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.